Today's episode is sponsored by Matter J Beauty, one of the fastest growing black-owned vegan cosmetic lines. Head over to MatterJBeauty.com. That's M-A-D-E-J-A-I Beauty.com. Use discount code WSA15 to get 15% off of all purchases.
You have just got to jump. You cannot allow your age to define what you will or what will not do.
Hey guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Wall Street Ambition, where we focus on all things mindset, motivation, and generational wealth. I am Ashley Wooten.
My name is Erin McFarley.
Ada McFarley.
And today we have a very special guest because not only does she have her own business that she has been in business for 11 years, she also has a story to tell because before this, she's been in law enforcement. She's got a master's degree. She's been through several different trials and tribulations up until this point. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. And I'm super excited because this is my mama.
That's her mama.
So I'm so excited. Mama, we made it.
Yes.
I'm so excited to have her here. I'm excited for you to be able to tell your story about your business. And, you know, I've been able to witness everything, but I really want you to share with our viewers and our listeners about what your business is. So please introduce your business and what do you do?
I own a commercial cleaning company, Never Late Property Cleaning. We specialize in vacation rentals throughout the Gulf beaches of Pinellas County.
Nice, beautiful. Nice. And so Never Late Property Cleaning, tell the viewers what Never Late stands for.
So how I came up with, a lot of people think it's that it's late, but I came up with that, it's really an acronym. The L is for my mother, Lula. And the A is for me, Ada. The T is for my sister, Tracy. And the E is for my daughter, Erin.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And it also means, Lord, allow us to endure. We come from a very faith-based type family.
Yes.
And so, you know, I just kind of wanted to share that because in my mom's entrepreneurship, her business, the name has really, really set the precedence because she's been able to endure for 11 years.
Yes.
11
Beautiful.
Years, yes.
Beautiful. Now, we know that you have been in business for 11 years, but let's go further back. So from my understanding, you was in law enforcement before this.
Yes.
In the criminal justice field. So let's talk about that.
Okay. I came out of Bethune-Cookman College,
Wildcat.
Majored in political science and criminal justice. So I returned back to St. Petersburg and I started out as a probation and parole officer. Left probation and parole, and I joined the United States Army as a military police officer. Got out of the military, and I became a police officer with the city of St. Petersburg, and went on to work at the police academy as a high liability instructor, where we teach police officers how to shoot, how to fight, and how to drive defensively.
All right, with that amazing background, you know, while at the police department, you got your master's and things of that nature. So your mindset was in an employee mindset because you were working for people and trying to hit the highest heights in those careers. Tell us and our viewers and listeners, what was the turning point in your life that made you make this transition into entrepreneurship?
Okay, I'm gonna go back a little further. I've always wanted to be on top of any game that I'm doing, whether it's in law enforcement or what have you. I was a college professor at a local college, and I was sitting in an interim position in charge of student services.
Okay.
And I had applied for the position, but I didn't get it. And not only did I not get it, the person that they selected from the outside, they wanted me to train them of how, you know, of a job that I wanted. So I've always had a strong faith. Okay. So I took a little time and I just went home, and being a native of St. Pete, I had a doctor who was my same childhood. So I made an appointment with him ASAP. And I just told him I needed some time away from my job. Mm-hmm. And I was emotionally stressed. So he was able to write me something that allowed my employer to give me 7 days. And in those 7 days, I walked the wall of Jericho. I walked around 7 times. And I just prayed to God to allow me to come up with something different. Everybody in my family calls me the maid. I love to clean. I love organization. So I said, I'm gonna start a cleaning company.
Wow.
And a lot of people were like, okay, sitting on a master's degree,
right,
working on a doctoral degree,
right,
and you're getting ready to go clean toilets. And so I said, I just needed somewhere to stop and, you know, pause for a while to see where I was being led. So I remember calling Aaron on the phone, and I said, I need a name. And Aaron's like, never late. So came up.
Just like that. Just.
So did.
You know. Get my royalties.
So did never, started the Never Late, started Never Late. And again, it was only supposed to be a place where I sat until I figured out where my next move was. And just like with anything else I ever touch, I never sit in the lowest seat. I start in the lowest seat, but I always move up. And I became good.
Yes.
And people began calling. And so therefore employees became a part of the company, and the rest is history. 2010, I walked away from working for somebody. And it was all me.
And I love that, because I remember when my mom called me, I was living in Tampa working at the bank, and she's like, I want to do cleaning. I was like, okay, you know, you like to clean, go ahead.
You didn't see it
right
as this.
And but that's why it's so important for a person to have the correct mindset and keep their focus on their dreams and goals. Mm-hmm. Because the visions that have been provided to you are solely yours. Mm-hmm. So the vision she had, I may not have seen it, but right. I support her.
Exactly.
I remember her, the first clean was an old crack house that we cleaned together, her, myself, and my aunt Tracy. And by this time, you know, my grandma had passed away before my mom opened this business. But I know that she is definitely proud of you and where you are right now. So, like, I just love the growth that it's happened, because you went from doing crack houses to million-dollar properties and getting great contracts. And I want you to touch on what you were kind of talking about as far as the employees that you have been able to help with your criminal history background as far as your jobs and stuff. How you take time to ensure that you guys have, you know, background checks for these employees. But now coming back home into St. Pete, why was it important for you to employ the people in your community?
Wow, great question, Aaron. I've always been a person of second chances. I always joke, Jesus Christ gave us so many chances. Who am I not to give someone another chance?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So to be able to return to the southernmost region of St. Petersburg and the same area, Zone 23, where I patrolled as a police officer.
Yes.
And it's as the tables have turned, the same people that rode in the bike of the cruisers, who I really wasn't concerned about their story at that time, have become the main people that have come to work for our organization. And being an employer of second chances, it has given me the opportunity to see everybody has a story.
Yes.
Everybody has a story. Just because they rode in the bike of a police cruiser, do we count them out?
Not at all.
No, ma'am. So therefore, I am just so excited to be able to give jobs to a group of the most magnificent individuals who simply needed a foot up,
right.
Just needed someone who believed in them. A lot of times the criminal justice system, the recidivism of them going in and out of jail again is like high statistically, but it's because people don't give them a chance.
Absolutely.
They label them as, you took that coffee cup, you're always gonna be a take that coffee cup
right.
kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, not to say that all my employees are from the criminal justice, but the ones who've scraped their knees a little, these are the most magnificent individuals that I could ever work with.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. And I think that also that adheres to the type of business owner that you are. You know, she's been blessed to have people on her team. She has a family that has been working for Never Late, literally for like 8 years. It's the grandmama, it's the mama, and it's the granddaughter.
Wow.
And the whole family gets on board. Sometimes the brothers and the sons get on board as well. But she's had people that have rode with her throughout the duration of her organization.
Beautiful.
Which is very, very inspiring. It's very good. It says a lot about your leadership qualities as well. So
definitely.
I know you started doing residential cleaning. What other type of cleanings do you do? Even though I know, but what other type of cleanings do you do so you can share with our audience?
Okay. To share, we move, as an entrepreneur, we always start out somewhere. Then we find a niche market. You find something that really works for you. So started out in the residential world, but look at the beautiful beaches of Pinellas County. Look at all the vacation rentals and the Airbnbs on our beautiful
right.
beaches. So therefore, I moved out of residential, which was somewhat of a pigeonhole.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved into the vacation rentals, and from St. Pete Beach all the way to Clearwater Beach, we've just been able to scoop that market up. That's 80% of our business.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 20% are commercial properties.
Beautiful. Okay. Now, I want to go back to this because you started your business 11 years ago. And as we were talking in the green room, you started your business at the age of 47. What type of advice can you give to some people who feel like they are at a certain point in life and they may not want to take that leap to start something new?
Wow. Good question, Ashley. You have just got to jump. A lot of times we think because I'm 57.
Ooh, you look good, girl.
Yes. We think because we are a certain age that we can't move
right.
and we can't grow. But if you look at so many other people, Morgan Freeman started at
yes.
52 years old.
Yes.
You cannot allow your age to define what you will or what will not do.
Definitely.
So I would just say to that 50 audience or anyone older, you have just got to jump. And it's just something that I always say, you've just got to burn all your bridges of retreat.
Right.
You have just got to feel as though you are in the water swimming towards that direction that you want to go, and you've just got to go and make it happen. We're not too old, as Zig Ziglar often said. Life isn't over until we slide into that grave.
Right.
Right. So it sounds as if your mindset is a big reason why you continue to persevere within your business. Can you talk to us a little bit more about what things, or whether books or what have you? I know you mentioned Zig Ziglar because you've been had the opportunity to be trained by the great Zig Ziglar in the past before he passed away. So what other types of motivation, what kept you going? What was that burning desire? I know you shared with me, she actually introduced me to the book of Think and Grow Rich.
Okay.
And so that's a book that I know that you have leaned on. But what other things have, you can maybe share with the audience, to especially those that are in your age range that maybe feel like they have an idea, but they're like, dang, damn it, I can't do it because I'm this
right.
age. Like what things have continued to motivate you?
I live on quotes.
Okay.
I live on quotes.
Okay.
From biblical quotes to other quotes. And there is a quote that my mother introduced me to. Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois said, you can never contain a human spirit that has the desire to rise. So therefore you pass me over for your position, thinking that because you said that I'm not good enough for that position, it motivates the quotes and things motivate you. And sometimes the struggle, without a failure, there's not sometimes successes.
Right. Exactly.
But because of that, failure of not, you know, not making it there, you come out into another opportunity and you start this entrepreneurship. Whoever sold you on the idea of biweekly paychecks,
right,
or monthly paycheck. Right.
It was our program.
It was how we were programmed. Mm-hmm. So that's what we changed into our mindset of, you have got, when you want more, you'll do more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
I really love this information, Mommy. I think that, you know, this is very needed for our audience, especially for people who are, whether they are in entrepreneurship right now, are wanting to see that longevity is possible. What do you think that has made you so successful in these past 10 years to continue your business in this 10 years? Through the recession, through the ups and through the downs, what do you think that, and it could be different, multiple things, that has kept you going?
I told you guys I live on quotes.
Right.
But it's my faith. It's my faith that continues to keep me going. And one of my quotes from my faith is one of the greatest books I've ever read. They call it the Bible. But there's a portion in the Bible that says, daughter, be freed from your suffering. You're healed. And the things that just keep me going, when you say I can't, it makes me go.
Yes.
When you take away your contract from me, I go out and find other contracts. And the other things that keep you going, you don't get to choose what limits me. I choose that.
Right.
And that's the thing that keeps you going. We cannot allow others to place labels on where they see us.
Yes.
I was born a winner. So are all of us. When you begin to allow your light to shine, you give everybody else permission to, she's an entrepreneur, she's striving to be millionaire, billionaire. So it's definitely the quotes. You've got to find something bigger than you.
Absolutely.
And I found it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Wow. So let's talk about this. Because what people fail to realize with entrepreneurship, taking those leaps out on faith, it comes with a lot of trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. Can you give the audience a few different things that you've gone through in the process of starting your business throughout the years?
Oh, wow. Everybody who starts with you does not finish with you.
That's right.
All the ones that you thought would be there for you don't get to sit in your audience with you. And I think a lot of times, small businesses, by 2030, we're going to monopolize the world. But a lot of people see us where we are now, and they don't understand all the 22 hours you put in it, three
right.
cups of coffee. So a lot of times you bring people into your organization and they begin to check you out. Oh, you got those red boots on and that? I can do that.
Right.
And out of ethic-wise, never tire in doing what's right. I don't mind sharing with you how to get somewhere, but what you find is a lot of people come in and they try to steal what you have done, your hard work, your clients. If I'm cleaning that cup for $75, You have people who you've brought into your organization approach those clients and say,
wow,
I'll clean it for 20. And so therefore, some of the hardest lessons of life as being an entrepreneur is that people will come in. I learned the non-compete thing. But people will come in and they will take from you.
Right.
But never forget this. They might try to duplicate what you have. But if you are a true business owner and you have that business acumen, they'll come out. As my pastor always say, when you begin to operate outside of your gifting, you'll end up fizzling out over time.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
All the ones who have come and taken, I'm just happy that I was able to show them entrepreneurship.
Right.
But I maintain because I came with the gifting.
Right.
I knew how to not only start a cleaning company, but how to make it last for over the years.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. So let me ask you, what is next for Never Late Property Cleaning? What is next for Ada McFarley?
Yes.
Wow.
Woo! Good question.
Wow. As far as Never Late Property Cleaning, what's next for Never Late Property Cleaning is to be a franchise throughout the state of Florida.
Beautiful.
And in being a franchise, not just being a franchise, but being a franchise of second chances. It's not for everybody,
mm-hmm.
but it's in my blood that I will be, and in a many way I am, a philanthropist. I
no,
want to help. I yes. am a philanthropist. I want to be able to give, to offer franchises. I already have done all the hard work. I've already got all the knee scrape, but I've developed a proven system that if they take this system that I've established, franchises. And what's next for Ada is just to return to my love. If you ask me why I came into this world, it's to speak out loud.
Yes.
I get it from my mama, guys.
Yes, she
this
does.
This talking stuff, just saying, you know.
Yeah, just to return. Just to return to Clarity Coaching, just to be able to help people get to their next destination. And as Steve Harvey always say, I'm going to use all these years of experience, and I'm going to help you get there sooner.
And I know that you're, I don't know if you want to share, but you're also working on a book, your first book that you're doing to help people. I don't know if you want to talk about that real quickly or what your anticipation is with this book and what your goal is to help people further find clarity or whatever the case may be.
Did you guys see how she just put me
She did. She did. She did.
I'm working on a book.
Okay.
The book speaks about at the age of 15, I was sexually assaulted.
Wow.
And it clamped me up. It took my voice from me. And I'm coming back out here trying to share with other people how to not allow your voice to be silent.
Mm.
If it took you 10 years to speak up, or it took you a day to speak up, it is still valid, and you still have a right to open up your mouth and right. speak.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Erin.
You're welcome, Mommy. No, thank you, because that also helps a lot of people. And to
Definitely.
Know that you went through those things from childhood to being a teen mom, having me, to still going to get your degree and, you know, becoming an entrepreneur through all life's ups and downs, you still seen your way through. You still persevered and pressed through. So I think that was what was important for our viewers to really hear the back end of it, that regardless of what you go through or regardless of what life throws at you or the circumstances, you can still be a successful entrepreneur.
Yes.
You can still make a difference in other people's lives
definitely.
To help them see the light within themselves. And I know that my mom definitely has that gifting because she sure gave it to me.
Yes.
So,
thank you
so much for, you know, speaking with us today, Mommy, and coming on. Ashley, did you have anything else to
ask? I just honestly want to say thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and let the folks know your story and just giving that insight and the different things that people need to hear. Because like I was saying earlier, at your age, people feel like they can't change. Mm-hmm. They feel like they have to stay in that place. And with you coming on, showing people that, hey, all you got to do is have faith and take that leap and sky's the limit. So I appreciate you coming on the show and giving the people that insight. Mm-hmm. So, where can people find your business, social media, website, all of that?
We have a website. We have a Facebook presence. It's neverlatecleaning.com. Because at Never Late, we don't cut corners. We clean them.
That's right.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Wall Street Ambition, a podcast. Again, focusing on mindset, motivation, and generational wealth. Make sure you follow us on IG at Wall Street Ambition, as well as Facebook Wall Street Ambition. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night. We'll be right back.